Welcome to the ADRC Insider here on Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to an all-new conversation of the ADRC Insider right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor. It's WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming online anytime at WMTRadio.com. We got Wendy back in the studio. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Jerry.
How are you today?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
No complaints. Always enjoy our time together. Been learning a lot about the ADRC, and today we have a special guest. I'll let you do a little grand introduction for
Miss Ariel Koning. She is a kind-hearted, warm presence, and she helps us with our dementia care program. So I'm going to let her talk a little bit about those.
Yeah. Well, welcome, Ariel. Glad to have you on the program.
Thank you, Terry. And thank you, Wendy, for inviting me on.
Yeah.
Just like Wendy said, I'm the dementia care specialist. So
I thought she was going to say, like she said, I'm warm-hearted.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, keep going, right?
I'm the most humble person ever.
I am too. I know that. Wow. I'm glad I could meet someone as humble as I am. Right. It is nice.
There's not many of us.
Not really. No, we should start a club.
We should.
So tell us a little bit more about Ariel, what you do, and who you can help.
So my position allows for what I call creative freedom, but I get to interact with some of the best people, people that I didn't think I could get to meet outside of this job. But my job really requires me to walk alongside people walking with dementia. So people who are maybe not yet diagnosed, but noticing some signs of, you know, early dementia, memory impairment, cognitive impairment, things like that. And I get to walk closely with their caregivers. So walking alongside these families, you'd think that would be a very depressing, morbid job, but I found it to be so very rewarding.
Sure.
So many people who are in the dark, and I'm glad to just be a light in their darkness. So very vague, but I get to do that. I do a lot of educational series and programs. And just today and yesterday, I got to go talk to a sociology class, I think, at Lincoln.
Yeah.
And just getting to approach the topic of aging and, you know, kind of letting them take a peek into what that world is like, because their parents are aging, their grandparents are aging. And one day they too will be going through that. And I want them to approach it with as much grace as they can. So,
I love how you said, you're kind of like, you know, that light in their darkness and things like that, because I would imagine, you know, there is just a lot of uncertainty when it comes to dementia, but to know that there is a resource and an individual that's going to be there caring, supporting along the way, that really just takes a lot of weight off the shoulder, shall we say.
And I'll be honest, sometimes all I do is listen and in my appointments, you know, and they'll say, all right, great, thanks so much, I'm going to go home. I'm like, wait, I didn't give you anything yet. And they're like, nope, just because you listened to me, that was all I needed. I'm like, oh my gosh. Right.
That's so healing.
Yeah.
When people can share in a safe space. Yeah. So Ariel,
yes.
The Christmas holidays are upon us, all of the holidays. And I know from firsthand experience with my dad, that can be a tricky time when you have a loved one with dementia, even like gift giving or helping them walk down memory lane. Can you give some tips for people who are kind of approaching those holidays with maybe a bit of a heavy heart, wondering how are they going to bring their loved one with dementia into all of that and make it a happy time for everyone?
Yeah, absolutely. As far as gifts go, right, and especially when dementia is involved, I think the best gift you can give is the gift of time, and your presence, I think, is going to be a lot more meaningful than something physical. But if you were to think about giving them something physical, make sure there's a lot of meaning behind it, especially for that person. So it can be anything from their past, like say they have an interest in trains or something. Maybe go around, find some pictures of some old trains local to the area, maybe, you know, because if they're interested in that thing, they would have known it from when they were young. And so you're triggering some of their old memories. So long-term memory is what they will usually be able to recall. Or photos of family members. That's always great. Making a lookbook, personalizing it, maybe starting with their childhood photos, their childhood home, their parents, their family members, and then all the way up to their children, their grandchildren. And it's helpful to have names listed, maybe on the side or in the margin somewhere. You know, places like Shutterfly, it's great. They have book options and you can write text in them, and you can even write you know, like where the photo was taken, mm-hmm. And who's all involved in there. That way they have a visual to look at, and that can trigger some long-term mm-hmm. memories. So yeah. That's a great option. Even something practical, like loose fitting clothes that are comfy. Sometimes tighter fitting clothes or clothes that are no longer comfortable can become a nuisance, and they can start to maybe act out in some behaviors that you wouldn't think of that was just related to their clothes. So yeah. Something practical like that is fine. And I would also say, don't forget to gift the caregiver. Now, if you're someone who is not the 24/7 caregiver, you're still a caregiver, but consider what the person who is there constantly might need as well.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a break or some self-care, you know, like bath things, you know, like sure. some soap, sure. some lotions, things like that, so that they're caring for themselves as well.
A lot of great reminders, good encouragement. Thank you for being on the show. 5 minutes goes by quick. Time is running out here. Okay. We want to take a moment, Wendy, for those that want to connect with the ADRC, how do they reach out to you guys?
They can call us at 920-683-4180. We have our Facebook page, our website, and just reach out and give us a call if you have some questions. We're always happy to see you.
Yeah, thank you guys for time. Thank you, Ariel, for being on us. And we'll talk to you guys next week here on WOMT.
The Aging and Disability Resource Center of the Lakeshore is your bridge to support. Tune in again next Monday morning at approximately 11:30 for an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider. Or download the podcast anytime at seahaferpodcasts.com. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Seahafer broadcasting station.